comes Sally in a red canoe, paddling on the magic sea of blue, with the hope of Molly, Molly, Merry Christmas to you. Here comes Sally in a red canoe.
Well, my name is Donald A. Boyce. Title, I guess, is right now is retired Santa.
Christmas Eve is the time when Santa Claus drives through a snowy sky to deliver presents with the help of reindeer and a sleigh. Everywhere, that is, except Hawaii. There is snow on Hawaii, but it comes from a snow machine, and Santa arrives by sea on an outrigger canoe.
We catch a wave coming in, and it will bring us almost right to the outrigger hotel where they'll finish paddling me in and let me get among the crowd. There's usually a hula group that dances and sings with all the other entertainers around, and 1,500 people all flashing cameras and wanting Santa.
Donald's wonderful full white beard is the genuine article these days, but back when he first started being a Santa, it was held on by elastic.
Santa goes back till the age of 17 when I first did it. And it was at a family party, and I was hooked with the children's response. One little boy was just trembling, literally trembling, and I said, "Are you afraid of Santa?" He said, "Oh, no, Santa, I love you." And to see my reflection in his eye was a wonder.
Donald does own the traditional black boots and red suit edged with fur, but 20 years ago, when he was thinking about what the Hawaiian canoeing Santa should wear, he decided on a different look.
Palaka. That's P-A-L-A-K-A. And it's checkered, and of course, in my case, it's red and white, but it comes in every color that there possibly is, and it become kind of famous because all the cowboys in Hawaii used to wear the palaka shirt with their big hat on top of their horse, and it was called paniola material. Paniola meaning cowboy in Hawaiian.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
With his palaka shirt, shorts and flip-flops, Donald and his crew paddle to shore on the crest of a wave. The crowd sang as he headed over to the shower and washed the sand off his feet. Then, down to business.
Well, the first thing I do is ask them their name. Ask them their age. What school do they go to? Do they like school? What's their most popular subject in school? What do they like the least in school? And what do they want for Christmas?
Amongst the usual requests for dolls and train sets, though, there were some rather unusual ones.
A girlfriend from my daddy. My mother needs a husband. Animals, horses, pigs, cows, chickens.
Merry Christmas! Thank you for coming, everyone. Merry Christmas to you.
This year, for the first time in two decades, Donald won't be heading out to the canoe. It's up to the next generation to continue the tradition that he began. Christmas Day is now a special time for him in a different way.
We have 8 children, 19 grandchildren, and 5 great-grandchildren. And so we all get together on Christmas Day, and I cook 30 cups of rice made into fried rice. And we have just all kinds of goodies to go along with that. And everybody comes over, they eat, talk story, and leave about 1 o'clock. And the rest of the day is for my wife and myself.
But even if he's officially now retired, it seems you can take Santa out of Christmas, but you can't take Christmas out of Santa. At least, not with an old hand like Donald Bryce.
Meli Kaliki Maka. That's Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
This is Pete Reeves for DW on the trail of Hawaii Santa. Meli Kaliki Maka to one and all.
Meli Kaliki Maka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very, merry, merry Christmas to you.